in the Samaritan woman, Jesus was preparing her heart for the greatest drink of all time. And in that dialogue, in that conversation, a gradual revelation began to unfold. She comes there at high noon. No one in their right mind in the Middle East goes to a well at high noon, because the temperature is astronomical. But here she comes. She approaches the well. She sees a male figure sitting at the well. She's a woman, alone. Do I even approach? But she does. And her life is changed by that interaction. So much so that she goes to her town and announces, "Come, come and see someone who has told me everything I have ever done." And her life and their lives are changed forever. For our elect, who are fresh from the rite of election last week with our bishop, and many others who gathered from all over the diocese in our cathedral, our elect have been thirsting and thirsting and thirsting more and more for the living God. And they thirst through their study, their prayer, their interactions with one another, and with this faith community. And last week, you and I pledged, whether you were here at the earlier Mass when we sent them forth or not, we are one body of Christ. We can't get out of it. Sorry. But we pledged with and for our elect that we would be there to support them in prayer as they continue the journey toward the Easter sacraments. What a powerful statement of faith that we as a parish community make. And for who they thirst for. We have pledged that we will thirst with them. So call to mind right now something you thirst for. Go to the well, Jesus Christ, and take a gulp.